tell us, what has your life looked like the last couple of weeks?
I don't know.
I think that's such an intense question.
Yeah, it's like I don't, like, it had its ups and downs, I would say. But in general, like, I feel like it's been good. I wrote down some things as well, but like, I don't know. I've been feeling okay, I guess, just in trying to enjoy summer, but also being kind of stressed.
Yeah.
Because of summer, and then like just stressed because of uni, like, oh, I have so many assignments and blah, blah. And yeah. I also want to enjoy my time and just
live life to the fullest. Yeah.
No, but I don't know when the last time was that we recorded an episode, but there was a time, where I wasn't, like, mentally, I was really, really, like, not good. Not in a good place. I had a really hard time, and where everything was a bit low. And but yeah, I'm definitely feeling better now, kind of getting used to being in therapy as well, which was kind of weird in the beginning, but I feel like my therapist and I, we get along really well. She's so cute, and I really, like, enjoy going there once a week, and I always, like, look forward to it.
Well, that's nice.
And yeah, I guess we're all just trying to navigate life and our lives and hardships and stuff. And just in general, I feel like, because, like, our friend group at the moment, like, we just haven't been seeing each other a lot. And it was just all, like,
I think everyone's going through their own stuff. Yeah. I feel like there's this, like, shift. I don't know if that's just me, but I think this year has been a year of, like, change for a lot of people in their own ways that everyone that I talk to, I feel like maybe it's also the aftermath from, like, Corona and in general what's going on in the world. But I think, yeah, there's just been a lot going on, especially for you. And I could feel that as well. And I guess it's like, if there's stuff going on with you mentally, then it also kind of, like, affects, like, your surroundings in a way. And we had this beautiful thing that we did as friends, like us girlfriends in the park, where we all sat down and just kind of wrote down what's going on in our lives, because we're all like, oh, maybe it's good to know what's going on in the other person's life, so we can be more sensitive or like aware. Because I feel like sometimes it's kind of hard to, I guess it depends on what person you are, but for me, for example, I feel like sometimes it's hard to voice or even internalize for myself what's going on. And I think writing it down sometimes helps. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think it's sometimes, because sometimes putting it into words makes it seem more real. So I don't know. But are you feeling better, or?
Yes, I am too. Thank you.
No, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've seen you work on yourself in the sense that, like, already going to therapy is, like, a big step, I feel like, for a lot of people. Like,
yeah, no, I was just, like, because a few months ago, I was just in not a really good state. I was just not feeling like myself again, because I feel like there was just so much going on in my life. And in the beginning, I thought I could handle it on... Where's the grasshopper?
Oh, my God, it just flew away.
Okay, anyways, guys.
Let me know when it's on my head. Otherwise, it's fine. Sorry. Keep going.
But yeah, there was, like, so much going on in my life, and I thought I could handle it, and I was like, oh, it's fine. But then, like, it just all came together at once, and then my mind, and, like, couldn't really figure out a way out, and, like, just, like, you know, ending a relationship, my dad being sick, and then also just, like, moving in by myself, which is so nice as well. But it's kind of, you have to get used to it as
well. Yeah, of course. Like, especially if you've been in a relationship and living with someone before. Yeah, it's definitely just, like, a change, I think.
Yeah, like, getting home, being alone, like, sort of doing this, like, getting groceries alone and everything. It's just a change. Yeah. And just, like, yeah, the word change is, like, obviously we've done an episode on change, but it was a lot of change, maybe too much. Yeah. And yeah, I couldn't really, how do you say, navigate it well. Let me say it like that. But yeah, now I'm definitely feeling a lot better. Obviously there's still stuff happening around me, and like I just obviously get mentally stressed still, but yeah. On the way of getting better, definitely.
I guess it's kind of like putting the puzzle pieces together, in the sense that, like, I know, I feel like I understand what you mean when you say it's all just too much. And then you kind of just, like, where do I even start?
And then you don't want to start, because it's like, oh, it's just all so fucked. Like, I don't even want to, like. And I guess, like, what I learned as well is that, like, obviously your physical health is really important. It's like the most important thing. But if your mental health isn't well, then you're like yeah. you're not going anywhere, basically. Like you're just...
You can't work on your physical health as well without your mental health. Like I yeah. feel like you're so demotivated that like it's hard to even get up in the morning and be like, I'm going to do... Like, I think everyone's always like, oh, if you want to work on your mental health, you have to do this.
I'm sweating right now.
You can turn on the fan, but I'm scared to go near the grasshopper. I'm like...
Oh, no, it's up there.
Yeah. I just saw. Sorry if I keep looking up there. I'm like...
Yeah.
But I think it's really hard because everyone's always saying like, oh my God, to fix your mental health, like there's all these like self-care things you need to do, which they all have their place and there's a reason why people talk about it. But I think... If your mental health is really broken, it's even hard to get up in the morning and to do these things.
That was my, like, that was me. Like, I didn't even want to get up in the morning. Mm. I was like, just like,
yeah.
And like things that would excite me or like, I don't know, I couldn't be my best self, like for my friends as well. Just, you know, like I was really in need of the help of my friends, but they were all really lovely. But yeah, I wanted to say something else, but I forgot what it was.
She's looking at her little mind map she made. We both wrote down in our journals. It looks really organized. Mine is like so messy. Like
you look like a like an old like queen writing in her like really old journal.
I don't know if you can see it. I'm just gonna show it
so
to
nice.
Video.
Does it have an elephant on it?
Yeah, oh, I got it at this like guru hippie shop and it doesn't have lining, which I was like, oh my God, that's really not good for me. But the woman was like, oh no, you're going to learn to write more clearly if you don't have lines. But I think she just wanted to sell the journal. But I was so like in love with the elephant on it. I was like, okay.
I actually had a dream the other day that I was being chased by elephants. That was so weird. And I was like in Brazil.
What's the deep
in my dad's. I know. I wanted to. And I've been like dreaming so much about animals. Like I had the elephant dream. I had a dream where I got bitten by spiders, like on my hand.
Oh my God.
Twice. In Greece? No, it was Ibiza, I think.
Oh, at least in a nice place. You're like...
No, and then I also had an... Like, I think I had a dream with snakes, but it wasn't too bad. But the spider one and the elephant one was really
you
scary.
You really should look that up, because I think if you dream of animals, that's probably like... Maybe it means something.
I have actually like a book that like... has like the most common dreams and then you can see like the dream and then like the meaning in your waking life.
I think I saw that book, but yeah. I think it was something where I read down, I told you that I'm dreaming a lot about like falling, which at that time was a thing that I kept dreaming that I'm falling down. And then I think in the book it said something really intense and I was like, oh my God. So then I was like, maybe I shouldn't read this because then it kind of freaked me out. But it definitely is interesting to look into that. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
But I think it's also important to mention what you said, because that's also a reason why I think we stopped recording for a while, because the podcast obviously is a place that we want to spread good vibes. And even though we love being like sensitive as well and showing our emotion, I think it's really important. I think it's also important to take care of yourself first and figure out, like, take a step back and figure out, okay, what's actually going on with me. And also, like, if there's so much going on, I think there's also no mental space for you to even think about creativity.
I couldn't, like, I wasn't even thinking about talking on a podcast. Like, I just couldn't, like, I was, like I said, I wasn't feeling like myself. I was just so down and, I don't know, kind of fighting against my own mind and being like, oh, I don't want to feel this way, but I'm feeling this way. Why am I feeling this way? Like, just, you know, shut up and be happy. Like, but it wasn't, like, working at all. It was just, I was actually, thinking about the episode we did on depression on the like the very beginning, and I actually should like listen back to it again.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was like one of the first episodes we did with Clara about depression.
Yeah,
true.
No, but I guess just a lot of stuff happening and trying to navigate your life through them.
I mean, it's also like you will never just figure it out just like that in a few weeks, especially if it's like such hardships. I think it definitely takes some time, but I guess it's good to also then kind of find a place where it's like, okay, I've been going through this, and then being like, okay, I'm going to push myself up and I can do this. And as hard as it is, like kind of continuing with life, because I feel like otherwise you get into this like hole of like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of hard to then after a while get yourself out of there, even though I haven't been as bad as you. And I obviously also had my hardships, but it definitely was a different thing compared to yours. But like I said, all of our friends have been kind of going through weird emotional times. And I think also just, yeah, like you said, feeling a bit lost. I think that's a normal feeling in your 20s, but I've definitely also felt that in our friend group or like us, like people that we know, that they all kind of have been either feeling lost or a bit stuck or just questioning a lot of things in their life. And I think I had that too a few weeks ago where I had like this, I don't want to just throw around the term burnout, but I just felt really overworked and like drained from my life and things I've been doing and like in general stimulations around me. Like I felt very overstimulated, and that's also a thing where I was like, I can't even think of things at the moment as well, or like I wasn't really creative anymore, because I think in order to be creative you have to kind of take a step back and give your like mental, that your like mind some
a break,
space,
yeah
a break to even develop those creative ideas, or in general just to think about how I'm feeling, because everyone's always like, how are you? And I was like, I was so disconnected with my body, because I was so in like the future or in like my workspace or everything that was going on, that I felt really disconnected with how I'm actually feeling or what's going on with me. Because I don't know, I was just so used to being like, if people ask me, how are you? Good. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a lot of people. I think they're just never really questioning.
Same with me though. Yeah.
You're just like so like programmed to just be like, I'm good. Like, I'm fine.
But you're not really.
Yeah. Because it's also like kind of, like I said, if you put it into words and it feels more real to yourself, like you kind of don't want to admit to yourself that something's going on. But yeah, it's kind of, like I said, we don't want to just put too much negative vibes. I think we're both better, which we will talk about as well, like what we kind of just sharing. I think just coming on here and sharing our experiences and what we felt like, because I think it's really important, at least for me. It helps me a lot when I hear other people talk about that, like the feeling stuck, feeling lost, stuff that has been going on in their life, because even if we can't give you like advice on how to fix it at the moment, maybe. We can just share our own experiences, and I think it just helps to hear someone else talk about the same thing, and maybe you feel more heard, or I don't know. I guess we're just having a chat and just coming back on, because I think we both felt like it was the right timing for that.
But I guess you're like since I've known you, like you're always a person who wants to do like everything at once, and then you always put a lot on your plate, and then you just,
I think it's like, I heard a podcast, I can't remember which one it was. No, I heard a podcast, or like I listened somewhere, like a fragment of a podcast where they talked about like in your 20s, like your 20s are for, because I also felt really lost and stuck, and I was like, what do I want to do? Like, especially career wise, because in our society, everyone makes it out to be this like thing, like in your 20s, like everyone, you should have your shit figured out, and like you know what you want to do, like after uni you study and then you like have a degree and then you go and get a job. And I just realized that it's not how it works anymore, not for us. I mean, maybe in like my parents' time it was like that, but I think nowadays there's so many things going on, especially with inflation and like, and just in general, I think I was like, oh, maybe like a typical 9-to-5 is not for me, but then what I want to do, and like how do I make money, and just these questions. It's like, I know I'm 22 and we shouldn't have it all figured out, but still I think I had a lot of pressure on myself of needing to figure out this one way, this one path, this one passion that I need to follow. And then I listened to this one podcast and they said, oh, your 20s are for trying. So I was like, okay, well, even if I haven't figured out, I'll just try everything and see what I like. And then I kind of tried to do things like the things I was already doing, like the podcast, my university, the work I have, the job. But then also I was like, oh, I'm going to do some styling assistance. And then I just had, I tried that. And I think like uni and work and social media and like styling assistants, also life in summer in Berlin where there's a lot going on, I think it kind of was just too much. And I wasn't really present in any of this. I was doing so many things that I wasn't really present in any of them, because I was mentally just so divided in all these different fragments, and also just some things that like didn't work out, or like I had some bad experiences in some of those workplaces that then led me to just being like, what the fuck am I even doing? And like this kind of burnout feeling of like, I was sitting in a Zara, like crying with like a kilo of clothes in me. And I was like, this is not how I should feel. Like, this is not good. And I think there's such a, I really struggled with finding the balance between working hard, like, you know how people say like, oh, you have to work hard to get to a place, which I also agree with, like you have to work your way up to things to embrace them. But then also on the other side, it's like, I shouldn't work that hard that it makes me that mentally that mentally like fucked, you know what I mean? Like, oh, sorry for using the word, but like, you know, like finding the balance between these two, and also realizing, okay, what's actually necessary? Like, do I have to put myself through this thing with these people being this disrespected in order to get to that place. And then also like, do I even want to
do this?
Yeah. Do I even want to do this? And if that's going to be my life, if I'm going to be that stressed, you know what I mean? Like, if especially in the fashion industry, I feel like there's a lot of jobs that are super stressful. And even the people that I worked with, I saw like that's their daily life. And I was like, I don't know if I want to be this stressed for the rest of my life. Like, stress is really not good for your health. No. And I don't know, maybe
it makes you age.
Yeah. I was like, call me lazy, but like, I was like, that's not what life is about. And oh, I don't know. I guess I just was like, that's then when I realized, I was like, what is my life then? Like, what do I do? Like, I saw these videos about like living your slow life, but then I wanted that. I wanted to live more slow life and maybe in the future live in nature more and like connect more with myself. But then I was like, how do these people make money? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I always see these like girls on Instagram and YouTube, they're like slow life, like cottage core, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's great, but like, you need to make money somehow, unless you're just self-sustaining yourself, which is also a challenge in itself. Like, I think a lot of people underestimate the amount of energy that goes into farming. Like, it's not just like you plant a tree and then you just have a tree, or like you plant some fruits. Like, it's definitely so dependent on so many factors. Anyway, so then I was just kind of questioning my life, felt overwhelmed. And that's when I realized as well, like, that's when we took some time off the podcast, because we're both kind of just like going through our own things. And we're like, okay, we also like, if sometimes you need to water your own plant before you go on and like water other plants. And in that case, it's like the podcast. Like, if I think we both are like, if we show up, we show up, and we don't want to come on. And it didn't feel right. You know, you wanted to feel right. And it also should be fun. So I think we both needed to figure out like more. Yeah, I guess, like I said, we both still haven't really figured it out, but I think we both kind of just took a step back and worked on ourselves in the way that it kind of helped to at least...
Kind of.
I mean, you know, like, I don't know. For me, I feel like, I mean, I can't speak for you, but I feel like for me, I did some like little things here and there, or I'd set some other routines, or I said no to things, which was the biggest one. Like,
I
said no to styling assistants for now, at least. Just ticking off things, because I was like, okay, I have to do less. And that already was a big thing for me, like saying no to things and doing less already helped me, because then I was like, okay, now I have more time to even do the things I want, like work out or all these things that you're like supposed to do, like I said, to help your mental health, like journaling, seeing friends, like living your life as well, like all these things I felt like I didn't really have time for. I was like doing all these things and I was so drained energetically that I was like, I don't even have any capacity to like meet people or go out or these things, because I was just like tired.
I never saw you ever.
Yeah, because I was just like, I mean, I just still saw you, but I was like half an hour away as well. And then it was like this like, oh, going on the train and getting up. And then I don't know, I just felt so, like I said, drained. And that's why I was like, I want to see my friends. Like, I want to see you. I want to hang out. I want to also live my life. Like, I'm in my 20s. I shouldn't be this stressed. Mm-hmm. I should be able to like go out to
you
club and have fun.
Burnt out.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why I was like, that's not normal. I think there's a lot of people feeling this way or like going through this in their 20s. Because like I said, society has this like stigma that you need to have it all figured out. And it's such bullshit. So.
Yeah,
I'm
rolling my eyes. No, but I've been feeling the same. It's like sort of, I don't know, just kind of, like having that pressure from like not everyone around you, but like sort of just like seeing everyone like, oh, like, what do I want to do? And then you start questioning yourself like, oh, what do I want to do? And it's just like all like, you know, uni end approaching, and then like your parents saying like, oh, are you going to work after?
Oh,
and you're like,
God.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's just like stressing me out a little bit as well. But I don't know. I was just... just taking everything step by step, and like, I don't know, the right thing will come to me, just trusting. And then like, also I decided to, I'm like, really, are you not hot?
I think I'm okay.
Like, I have like a little sweating mustache.
I mean, I can turn the fan on.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Sorry guys.
It's just low.
Sweating mustache. Do you not know, like when you start sweating up there?
Yeah, like what's that movie Wild Child where she's like, oh, it's in German, but like, Schweiß auf der Oberlippe. What is it? S. sorry. Anyways, but like if you watch Wild Child, yeah, I think it's like es Adio, Schwarzäfte oder whatever. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but you know what I'm talking about.
Wild Child's the best. But anyways, yeah, and I was like, oh yeah, what do I want to do? And then I think like. Because I've been really into like movement, yoga and stuff. Yeah. I definitely want to do like a yoga teacher training after. I was actually talking when we had the episode with Charlotte. Mm. I think we talked about this as well a little bit.
Yeah, we touched on it.
But yeah, I was just kind of getting really excited about that thought and just, I don't know, kind of having something I can work towards and like, yeah, I can see myself doing that.
Yeah, I think it's also nice to just, yeah, like, get things that get you excited and knowing that you can always like do like that's what I actually realized as well the last couple of days. You don't have to have this one career goal that like I'm going to study this, especially when you're like in the more creative sphere. Mm-hmm. Like it's so nice to know that you can always reinvent yourself. Like if I want to do maybe in like 20 years I'm going to do yoga teacher training, because I think it's just like, of course, if you study like medicine, like maybe you're going to become a doctor. Mm-hmm, but like, mm-hmm. I think even then you can still go into so many different spheres nowadays with like the internet and there's so many possibilities out there. And I think that's kind of, I don't know, at least for me, the thought is kind of relaxing of like, even if I don't like the thing that I'm doing now, like maybe in 10 years from now, it can always still change.
Do something else.
And even like maybe you do yoga for now, but then also like, I think those yoga retreats are also so beautiful just for yourself. Like you'll definitely take something away from it, even if it's just your own experience. And then maybe you realize, oh my God, I want to be a yoga teacher. Or maybe you're like, oh, maybe I don't want to be a teacher, but I learned so much. I met people. I was doing this for myself. And I think... Yeah, I'm trying to keep reminding myself of that thought as well, that like nothing is like end game. Like I can always reinvent myself. I can always learn something new. Maybe I'll do this for now, but maybe, like I said, in 20 years, I'll have a farm or like be that slow life girl that's going to come on Instagram and be like, yes. Like,
slow day.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I definitely don't see myself living in the city at all times because I've definitely realized as well how sometimes it's really stressful. But for now, I'm like... I'm young. I want to meet people. Like it's the best place to be to
For sure.
Learn as well about it. Because if I'm going into nature now, I feel like then it's really hard to get back.
You're
into
like
the
a
city
little
life.
Hermit. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's like a settling down thing. But I don't want to settle down. I still want to be making mistakes and being stressed. Necessarily is not always bad because you can also learn from that. Or like there's also good stress. But yeah, I think my stress was definitely not good the last couple of months. But like I'm still like uni stress and stuff that's still happening. And so I'm like, I quit this thing and now I'm not stressed anymore. But just being aware of that in general is like, okay, when do I take time for myself and my friends and my life? Because I don't know, I think sometimes it's really easy to live so much in the future or in the past that you forget to actually live in the present. And I think that's like one of the hardest lessons I'm still learning is to like be present. It's like so hard for me. I don't know if you feel the same way.
Same.
Yeah, because it's just like so easy to just be like, oh, when I have this job or when I'm going there or when I'm doing this in the future, then everything will be
better. But like even in your day to day, like, oh, what am I going to do later? What do I have to do later? Or like, what did I do yesterday? Like, what did I just...
Yeah,
doing the past and the future and just like, I was actually on my yoga mat this morning for the first like because I couldn't do it because of my back and I was so sad because it's like really like a big part of my routine like just yoga, and then I don't know, it was just like really nice because I was like doing some exercises for my back and then I was like on my mat and like I could like feel my hands on the mat and it was just really like a moment of presence and it was just so nice. I wasn't thinking about anything except doing the cat and cow. But yeah, it was so nice. So I think it's just really important that you, because you get so lost in every day, like just seeing so many things, being on your phone a lot, just like you forget that you're like, when you're on your phone, I don't know if you feel the same way, but when you're on your phone and then you scroll through like through stuff, you totally like immerse yourself in the phone. You sometimes forget where you are or like about your surroundings. And like, yeah, that's why I've also been kind of implementing when I'm like around my friends or like when I'm around people to not be on my phone, because I think it's just...
presence time.
Yeah, and also a nice feeling for the other person that I'm totally aware of them and like not... on my phone, like doing other stuff, like, because that you can do that later. Like, maybe it's a, even no, if it's an important thing, like, you can obviously just do it.
Yeah,
quickly,
I think,
like,
people think there's always like something in your phone that's waiting for you, but most of the time that can wait.
Yeah,
as well.
Stop fucking checking Instagram, like, when you're with your friends, or, like, I don't know, messaging someone else. Like, it doesn't matter if it's not important. You can do that after.
Yeah,
you know, it's like,
no, definitely.
So yeah, I've been definitely trying that as well, or even just with myself, because I subconsciously always grab my phone, and like, when I grab my phone now, I'm like, why do I want to go on my phone? Like, do I want to see TikTok, or like, why would I want to scroll through TikTok? Or do I have to write an email, then it's fine, or like call someone? But if it's just like aimlessly scrolling, then it just doesn't make sense if you keep going on your phone.
Yeah. I think that's actually like a big thing. It's like being intentional about like your social media usage, which I've realized as well. It's like, I think I've been good for a while, and then I kind of got in this, like, when I was so stressed from the all of those things, I realized that I was like just more on my phone scrolling, which also, like, that's even more stressful because it's so energy draining as well. And then I was like, okay, how can I change that? And like what you said is being more intentional. So I removed it from my home screen. So I like have to actively search for, like, I didn't delete the app, but I was like, I have to actually like intentionally search for it. And then in that time where you search for it, you can already think, oh, do I really want to be on there? Because there's a purpose, like, do I for work, or do I need to message someone, or is it just because I just want to scroll? Because sometimes, like you said, like,
muscle memory. You just go through on the phone, and then, like,
and I realized that when I removed it from my home screen, and I used to, like, I go on my phone and I literally went and clicked where the app used to be.
Yeah.
And I think now there was like a different, like, games app or something. And I clicked on that. I was like, why am I on there? And I was like, oh my God, because that's where Instagram used to be. And I was like, that's crazy that my, like, brain is so, like, wired to click on this app. And that's why I was like, okay, like, I'm not deleting it because I still need it for work. But, like, I definitely want to be more intentional about it. And just in general, stimulation in your day, like, whether it's music, I love to go for walks now and just don't listen to anything. And try to, like, do, like, walking meditation. I think I talked about that before, where I'm trying to just listen to the sounds around me. I'm kind of also trying to train my meditation muscle a little bit. There's better and there's worse days, but I guess, like I said, it's training. So, like, you just try to get used to
it's
that.
It's a practice.
Flow. Yeah, it's a practice. Training sounds a bit.
Meditation training.
But I think
you're like doing crunches on your brain. Like,
oh my God. Breathe in, breathe out. No, I think, but that's also like where, like, it's good that you just catch your own thoughts in the which I think meditation is also about, is just being like going inside internally.
I feel like, because there's like a misconception about meditation that as soon as you close your eyes and like do think of nothing, it's like it's the same thing as if you would say to someone, like, don't think of a pink elephant, then you'll think of a pink elephant, you know? It's the same thing, like, don't think, because we can never not think, you know? You
can't turn them off.
Imagine. So it's all about, you know, when you notice yourself, like, thinking so much, like, going back to the moment, being, like, present. I actually have this really nice, on Spotify, there's this artist. He does, like, instrumental music, and, like, it's meditation music. And do you know Alan Watts?
Yeah.
Like, he has a lot of, like, kind of, not songs, but, like, where Alan Watts speaks. Or another one is also Ram Dass or something. He's, like, a meditation... He was a meditation...
Guru, kind of.
Guru, sort of thing. And, I have really nice meditations that
you have to send them
through. They're so nice.
I'm always looking, and like on YouTube, but then I'm like, should I go on Spotify, should I go on YouTube, like, or do I just do my own thing? And then if it's guided, I don't know what to look for. Like, the step already to look for meditation overwhelms me, that I'm sometimes like, I'm not gonna do it.
For me, it's sometimes it depends. Like, sometimes I want to have a guided one, but sometimes I also just like tonight this morning I had just one where I wasn't doing anything, just like silent, because sometimes it, like, another voice kind of like overstimulates me, like kind of overwhelms me as well. So it really depends on the day.
That's actually true, that you then like just listen to that voice instead of your own.
Yeah.
But
and
I
then
think...
sort of the how do you say, the sense of going inward doesn't really make sense, because you're like listening to someone else speak and then you don't really go in. Inwards.
I guess it's just doing them all and then figuring out which one works for you. So that's why I want to try different ones, because I was like, I also heard meditating in the morning is really important, because it kind of sets like the state of your day. Like, I feel like sometimes I wake up with like to-do lists in my head, and I saw this girl talking about it's really important when you have that thought, either to like write it down or to like do a meditation to like also focus on just like how you are in the morning and not just like my to-do list and that's what I need to do, and because it's so easy to just go straight into that like working mindset or that mindset of like,
just what do I need to do?
Yeah, and yeah. then set immediate stress. And yeah. then I think that like, because anxiety can build up during the day. So
I also like, I don't know where I read this, but like, it's really important to not go on your phone for the rest of the, first thing in the morning, because as soon as you go on your phone, your brain is like, you obviously get dopamine from getting on your phone. And then it sets up the mood for the day, that for the rest of the day, you will look for dopamine through your phone, because that's the first, like that's how you started your morning. So it's like, that's why you tend to grab your phone more during the day, because in the morning you grabbed it first thing, which I thought was really interesting. And what I've been really sort of diving more into as well is breath work, which is really interesting.
Like kind of breath?
Just different, there's so many different methods. Yeah. There's like alternate nostril breathing. There's like...
Is that the one where you do like the...
Yeah.
Hold your, yeah, because in yoga, they sometimes do that.
Yeah, because like you have like, I don't know how they're called, like in your body, you have like a lunar channel and a solar channel. It's like the colder side and the hotter side. So for example, when you're really tired, you have to activate your like solar channel, because it like pushes you, or when you're really stressed or anxious, you have to activate the other side. So you can do either alternate nostril breathing, or you could also just breathe through one nostril.
Okay, so the right side is the...
I'm not really sure, because okay, I always confuse them both.
Yeah,
but like,
I need to know that. It will be good for me when I'm
anxious. No, when you're like anxious, you have to like activate the more calmer side, and when you're like really tired or sluggish, like it's good for the, like and also like the alternate nostril breathing is when you're looking for a sense of balance, so when you sort of want to balance those two channels and like those two sides, you know.
I think there's so many interesting things about like whenever you talk to people that did like yoga teacher training or like practice yoga a lot, it's like there's only like 3% of it is about like the body or something, and the rest is just like philosophical or like mental, like spiritual. Like there's so much to be learned in yoga, which I actually am really interested in. It's not necessarily the physical part, it's more just like the philosophy behind yoga.
Yeah,
I think it's really interesting.
I was actually I watched a TikTok about this. Like, I think the girl, I think she was from India, and she was just sort of like ranting about like, because yoga has been so westernized.
Maybe I saw that too. I saw something like that. But yeah, anyways.
And she was like, oh yeah, because like nowadays everyone just wants to do yoga. Like they do yoga and they don't really get the sense of like, there's just so many like different things, like different religions and cultures like intertwined into yoga. And people just like, oh yeah, I'm just wearing like yoga leggings. I'm such a yogi now. Like there's just so many things that flow into the word. Like you have like the mind, you have like, how do you say, anatomy of the body and the brain and everything. And I think it's really, really interesting. And I actually bought a book, which is called, oh my God, I forgot. It was The Memoirs of a Buddhist or something. And I'm really excited to read it as well. I don't know his name anymore. That's the next book that I'm going to read, but it's a yogi as well. And he was just writing about his life and how he got into it, and also sort of about yoga and stuff, which I think is really, really interesting. And there's just so many things that you can learn, like, and also so many different types of yoga.
Yeah. I was like, because our friend Gigi, who also has been on the podcast before, she has done a yoga teacher training specifically, I think, about Eva Mukti. And we talked about it a little bit, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to this yoga place lately. It's called Yoga at Low Block, which is in Berlin, if you live here. It's cool because they do it on the rooftop as well. And I'm always trying to get different classes. The other week I did Strala yoga, but there's so many different types. And I was like, I had to like Google all of them, because I was like, what's Ashtanga? What's Hasha? Like,
Hatha yoga.
Yeah, there's vinyasa, so many. Yeah. You know, vinyasa. I mean, that's like the one, I think that's the most common, at least for me. But I was like, oh my God, there's so many different types. Like, sometimes I get a bit overwhelmed because I was like, what's the right type for me? But I guess I'm just kind of like trying to try them all. And I guess there's also different usages for it. Like, do you want to...
Also, it depends on like how you feel, like how your body's feeling. Like when I'm really tired or like when I'm about to get my period, like I don't want to have a power yoga flow, you know? Yeah. And
is that Hatha?
Hatha yoga. Hatha? I think it's called Hatha. I'm not sure.
Is that the one that's like more slow?
It's a bit more slow. And I think also you hold the poses for longer. Okay. It's sort of like really where you like breathe into it. It's not like yin yoga where it's like deep stretch and like release, but Hatha yoga is more like, about the breath as well.
Okay. Because I was like, yeah, looking into doing Ashtanga, and then I looked it up and it's all these photos of people doing like handstands and like the crab. Was it crab?
The crow.
The crow. Sorry, my English.
The crow.
And I read it's like the hardest yoga, like supposed to be one of the hardest yogas. And I was like,
mm-hmm. I did a yoga floor the other day because I haven't been to the gym in like ages. Mm. So it's really cool because with my gym, you can like pause your membership.
Oh, nice.
So I paused it and I don't know if I've told you guys about it, like Boa Beautiful. I always used to do her yoga on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they have like a website where you pay like 10 euros a month and you can do like so many things. Like they have so many classes there and yeah. I like started doing that. And then I did like one, like a flow. It was Vinyasa yoga. And I kid you not, I could like, there were so many posts. I was like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to do this?
Yeah.
And like also like so many binds and stuff as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, and yeah, I was like, how is she bending this way? It's insane.
It's crazy what your body can do. Like sometimes you look at these yeah. people and you're like, but that's kind of motivating in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be like yeah. that person. I don't yeah. know.
Like, cause you can get your body to go to this like level mm. of strength yeah. and like flexibility and stuff. I think, I don't know. That's why I like yoga so much. It's like really kind of, I like it so much because it really makes me get in tune with my body.
Yeah.
Like I feel like other workouts don't make it that much. Like obviously like maybe going running or like going to the gym, like
it's more spiritual and mental.
Yeah.
It's more
feel, like going to the gym and mm. stuff feels really good on your body. Doing like a yoga, like a workout class mm. or like a spinning class. So good. Like spinning as well. Yeah. Like, if it's a good trainer, it's good for
you. It can also
health.
Be mental, yeah. yeah, yeah.
But like, I don't know, yeah. going to the gym and stuff or like, I don't know, running wasn't doing much for me mentally.
Running,
like
yeah.
running, I've tried, but it's just not for
yeah.
me. So yeah, like that's why yoga is like, I don't know, like my body is just like...
in flow. And I guess it's like beautiful to like find... I know what you mean though, like you feel really good afterwards and like I think it's nice for everyone to like find... their kind of movement, whether it's dancing, yoga, Pilates, spinning, whatever it is, I think they can all have like a good mental approach of just being like, because you're kind of just focusing on that thing at the moment. Even though sometimes I still get in my head when I'm working out, like especially when I go to spinning, like I feel like sometimes I'm really mm-hmm, in the workout. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm not, sometimes I'm somewhere else.
Same, thoughts. Yeah.
I think that's normal, that's okay. But I think it's kind of also like a practice of, okay, I'm focusing on something else right now other than myself and my thoughts and my
yeah.
anxiety. So I think I used to read all these things about like movement and work out your body, but I think that came from a place of like I wanted to work out for my physical look, and then I was like, oh yeah, like tried to do it, but I kind of had to push myself, and now I'm actually doing it because I know that it's good for my mental health and
mm-hmm.
it will kind of help me, for example, with my anxiety, like with her start. That's why I love doing it in the morning as well. It's just this like, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes, it's this like, okay, I'm doing something for myself right now and it gets me out of my head, at least for like that time period, you know?
Because I feel like also, for example, like when you do, I don't know, it obviously you're kind of like sometimes in your own thoughts when you're doing yoga, mm. like when you're on the mat. But for example, like I'm not able to do like a, I don't know, a crow, like a crow. Now I don't even know how to say
yeah.
the word crow, or like an elbow stand. If I'm like thinking about what I need to do later, it's like
yeah.
really like... you're focusing in that moment. And that's why I also really like the harder harder asanas
yeah.
In yoga, because it really makes you focus. And like, and I also love how that girl teaches. It's like, she
oh,
often
beautiful.
Yeah, she often says like, oh, like whenever you like fall out of the pose, just, you know, smile and get back into it.
Mm.
It's like, and then she's like, just the same as life.
Yeah.
You know, like when you fall out, like it's fine. Just get up again and do it. It's like all about, you know, a practice. That's
mm.
all about like, it's all about that in life as well.
Oh my God. Sorry. That was my slang. Someone from work's messaging me.
I was like, oh my God, who's in my head?
Sorry. We're talking about yoga right now. Anyways, but I think, yeah, we should definitely like interview someone, I feel like yoga related, because I think it would be really interesting to,
yes.
to tune more into that. I feel like if people would love to listen to that as well. But actually, like, when you said that about life, I saw a TikTok the other day. It's just the TikToks coming through, but some
follow
of them,
us on TikTok.
So yeah, I actually like some of the TikToks I think I see lately are like actually like I took some advice away from that, but it was a girl that talked about the thunderstorm theory. I don't know if you heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you see a thunderstorm coming up, you like don't freak out. You just like turn on the candle in your room. You close the windows. Like you're trying to be safe, obviously. But like I personally like actually kind of
I love
enjoy,
being outside.
Yeah, outside when there's a thunderstorm.
Yes.
What? I was like, yeah, I'm going to be inside, girl. I'm going to read my book.
Like, in summer, I love it when it's, like, storming and, like, raining and, like, being outside. I love that feeling.
Okay, yeah, but if it's, like, actually, like, thunderstorming... Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it can be nice in the rain.
No, I'm obviously not going to, like, stand under a tree or something. Yeah. Like, I'm obviously going to be protected.
Carol's, like, waiting.
Hit me.
I want to feel the energy, you know. I mean, like, but, yeah, well, whether you're outside or inside, you're not freaking out. You're, like...
Oh, yeah, no.
Because you know it will pass. You're like, oh, this is a storm. Like, I'm not freaking out. This is okay. It will pass. And it's kind of, like, the same with life. Like, when there's stuff... coming at you, like being thrown at you, which will always happen, like whether it's mentally or just shit happens in life, you know, and then you get freaked out by it. We sometimes get so in our heads about it, we want to solve it, and we get so much anxiety, we're like, oh my god, we need to fix this, like, and think everything will, like, go downhill, and, like,
oh my god, actually,
will never be better.
I actually brought the book that I want to read out, like, a line from the book that Teresa and I have been reading. We got it from our really good friend Luna. It's called Conversations on Love. I want to, like, read a line out of it. Wait.
Okay. Well, just anyways, to finish my thought, the storm will pass and so will your life problems. So just close the windows, sit inside, and just be calm, because it will work out. But yeah, read your line. Which chapter is it? I'm not sure if I'm already there.
It's the one with Sarah Heppala.
Okay. I can't.
It doesn't say. It's page 77.
Okay.
Where was that?
But yeah, that book is really good. I can it's this author that, like, interviews different philosophers and authors on the topic of love in different kind of ways, whether it's friendship or family or whatever it is. And then she just wrote those interviews into, like, a book, and it's really, really interesting. I also really enjoy reading it.
Okay, yeah. So basically this, I think she's an author, or she, like, writes poems or something. Oh yeah, just like an author, and she has, like, a best-selling memoir about her alcoholism.
Oh my god, I think that's literally where I'm at right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's called Sarah Heppala or something.
Okay.
And basically she was talking about, like, her surgeries that she's had before, like, in her uterus. And basically she was saying, ultimately, I decided I didn't want to go down that path, but I did go through a period where I thought, this isn't fair. A lot of us have those moments of pointing to other people and saying, they got this and I didn't. But none of that matters in the end, because I know I've been lucky to have my life as it's unfolded. Once I let go of resentment, I was able to see that. So ultimately, the diagnosis made me think, this is my life. What am I going to do with it? If you're lucky, you get that reminder. Some choices you get to make, others you don't. So how are you going to navigate the choices you do have?
That is crazy. I read that this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I also underlined it, because I was like, it's so true how she talks about, like, yeah, having a choice for some things, and then you don't have the choice for some things, and just deciding on, like, okay, you can be pitiful and sad and angry about it, but just choosing to be like, I'm happy I have the choice for some things I can make, and then fully focusing on the choices that you do have in your life.
Yeah, no, and here. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Just as making peace with what I don't get is going to be a series of acceptances. Why did it just turn off?
Okay, sorry, Siri just went on. Like, something is going on with my laptop. Anyways, Carol's saying.
Okay, so anyways, she was saying, just as peace with what I don't get is going to be a series of acceptances, because life doesn't stop throwing you curveballs. There are people that find love and then their deepest grief is they don't get a second child, or that their mother dies and isn't there to witness the adult life. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, basically just, she was also saying, like, because, like, obviously life doesn't stop throwing you curveballs, and it's, like, about how you kind of manage your reactions to those curveballs. And, like, also I feel like the root of pain for a lot of people is they don't want to have those curveballs, or they think, oh, like, life is all happiness and, like, being happy, and they sort of denying those hardship moments and those heart moments in their life. That's how, like, that's what causes pain and, like, distress and stuff. So I think it's really important to realize and really, like, internalize that in life, like, shit's gonna go down too. And, like, it's not going to stop maybe not being like happy moments all the time. It's like,
yeah,
not there's always happy moments. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's all about kind of realizing that and making your peace with that thought.
Mm.
And I think that's really difficult, obviously, but that's kind of a way of not preparing yourself for like those hardships, but just
accepting them.
Yeah.
It's actually quite funny because I wrote that down, I think, in my journal as well for today's episode, is this like trying to embrace all my emotions and every hardship of my life, because like I can be so grateful that I even have all these, and that like I learn from these hardships, and I know sometimes it also like those hardships make me grow. But I also wrote down that it's obviously also really hard to like always be like, when there's shit going down, to be like, oh my god, I'm so grateful for this. But just remembering myself of that thought that like everyone's going through stuff, and maybe I'm lacking something right now, but I have something else that someone else is lacking. It's also really important to remember that when you, for example, compare your life to other people's lives, it's like, oh yeah, they might have this, but maybe they don't have that I have. And it's like, for example, she talked about like the fact that she's super grateful that she has two parents that loved her.
Yeah.
And I was actually in that moment, I was like, yes, like so many people don't have that inherent love from growing up, and I think that changes a lot in your life if you don't know how to love someone, or maybe never experienced that kind of love. And I was like, yeah, I'm so grateful that I have two parents that love me no matter what. And obviously I also have fights with them and this stuff that's going on, but in general I had a good childhood that showed me what love can be, unconditional love can be like. And I think you just forget those things when you just have them all the time. And yeah, it really helped me to read that too. And also, like, yeah, I wrote that down because it goes kind of hand in hand with this, what I said before, is this always chasing for something, because you're like, oh, if I have this job, if I have the money, if I have this, then that's my end goal and then I will be happy. But instead working on like, how can I be happy in my daily life, even though nothing, like I might not be rich right now, but how can I find happiness in other things, like internally?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the song from Miley Cyrus. I think I've compared it in some episodes. Yeah, it's just like a silly song. I don't really, good that I know the lyrics, but basically she's talking about like how
it's a climb.
The mountain that we're chasing is not what makes us happy, it's the climb, it's the way that we get there. And I think that's why I was so stressed out the last couple of months, because I was so focused on finding this fucking mountain.
You were always chasing something.
Yeah, like, and I wasn't just really aware of my path and like the flowers that maybe grow on the side of the path. Wow. Yeah. This metaphor.
Mic drop.
You heard it from me first.
No, but I, like you said, like going inward, I think there's like two big words that I wrote down in my journal, because I, how do you say, I implemented that into my journal.
Sorry, my sock was like kind of annoying.
That I implemented it, what I write down is like words of the week. So like I always write like two words of what are like this week, or like in general for the next weeks. It's going to be sort of my like anchor points, which is detachment and inward journey. And I don't have Instagram right now, but a few weeks ago when I was still on Instagram, I followed this really nice girl. She's called Jeanne de Kroon or something, I think. And she's from the Netherlands. And she posted something, and like her the caption really sort of like captured me, because she was like,
that's what you're supposed to do.
Because she was like, I think she turned 30 or something, and she was like, yeah, like all through my like 20s I was always trying to I was always like sort of living on the outside, so like trying to get validation from other people, like trying to get validation from like my friends and my surroundings, and never sort of focusing on what validation really counts. Is the validation from yourself. Like, and just that's why like I really want to just kind of really going inward and not really just looking for validation from
externally,
just from external things, or like just things around me, and just really sort of going inward and spend some time alone. And that's what I wrote down. But yeah, I really like doing the words of the week. And also what I've been doing, what I did was like, that's a really good thing actually. I wrote down things that make me happy and that I want to do more of. And then like I read through them and then like every day, and then I think, oh, what can I do today that makes me happy? And it's actually really nice to like write down all the things and just doing them, I guess.
Yeah.
And like dancing, drinking tea, getting ready or getting a morning coffee, buying flowers. And it's just really nice. So yeah,
if you guys want to do moments, that. Moments of joy. It's kind of like gratitude, but like not necessarily grateful, but just being like that makes me happy.
That things make, like, yeah, like if you wrote down some things, like definitely try and do them more in your day-to-day life.
Because I think we always say, or everyone always says, find joy in little things, but then you kind of like, it's nice to like internalize what are those little things for me, because that might be different for every person.
Yeah.
So it's good to like just write that down, I think, in general. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's just my thought. I don't know why I was continue talking. Sometimes I have an issue with like just ending my sentence.
But yeah, I actually got this this journal from the 1 euro shop.
Really? It looks so fancy.
I know.
It was 1 euro.
It was 2 euros.
Oh, lies. I'm not going to say how much this was. I actually can't remember.
Did you get it from the guru shop on Eberswalde?
No, I got it from the guru shop in Kreuzberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was actually like, and then I went to this cafe and the cafe, because I was there for my doctor's appointment, and there's always this like, I always go to the doctor there, and then there's like a cafe that I really like. And I went there and got this journal from the shop next to the cafe. And then the guy working at the cafe was like, oh my God, that's such a nice journal. And I was like, oh my God, thanks. And then we started talking and he was super sweet. And we just had this like conversation. And I remember thinking like, that's so nice that I can just sit here by myself in this cafe and have conversation with people. And then he came up to me and was like, oh, let's have a drink. And I was and then I thought, because he said he's new in Berlin, and mind, like, I have a boyfriend, but like, keep in mind, this guy was like, he was super sweet in the sense that he actually looked sweet. Like, he was super, super small and like this, like, he's from Austria, so he had like an accent as well. And he was just like, I'm new in Berlin. Like, let's have a drink. Can you show me around? And I really thought it was like, I'm really naive as well when it comes to this.
Oh my God. I thought it was like so naive. Like, are you not seeing you're being hit on so much?
I don't know. This guy just didn't give me like hit on vibes. It was just more like actually.
They
all like, do.
Like, they don't at first, but then they say that one thing and you're like.
Well, then I gave him a number because I was like, oh, maybe I can give him tips for Berlin. And then immediately when I gave him a number, I was like, oh, regretted, why did I do that? And then he messaged me and he was like, hey. And then I forgot to respond. It wasn't like I ghosted it. I just forgot to respond because I was just, it was like also like a few hours only. And then he was like, hey, like, why are you ignoring me? I thought we really had this vibe. I would really love to go to a bar with you. And then I was like, okay, this is definitely not friendship red vibes. And then I just messaged him. I was like, hey, I have a boyfriend. I thought this was friendship. Sorry for the misunderstanding. And he was like, it's okay. Have a good life. And I was like... little fun story to this journal. I can never go to this cafe again. Thank you very much. Yeah, I guess it was so sad because in the moment I was like, oh, that's so nice that I can just have these conversations. Well, never trust Ben. They never want to just have a conversation about a journal. That's the lesson of today.
Never trust men.
Yeah. Don't trust men in cafes, because I was also like, man, if I would be the owner of the cafe, I'd be pissed because now you lost a customer because
I was just sitting hitting there. On girls.
Yeah, I mean, also my own fault of like not. Actually, no, it wasn't my own fault. I shouldn't apologize. Anyways, this is going off topic, but if you ever experience these situations, most of the time they don't want to just hang out with you for friendship reasons. That's that.
Mic drop. End of episode.
So many mic drops here. Yeah. Anyways, is there anything that we want to share to the listeners?
I think that's all, I guess. Just having a little bit of a life update for you guys.
Yeah, just chatting. It feels good to be...
How do you close this? It's like so fancy.
I know, right?
Like you need like a magic password or something.
No, not that fancy.
Mine broke already.
Well, that's what happens when you get from the Euro shop.
It looks so fancy, look.
Yeah, it does look pretty like not one Euro shop like. Anyways, we are really excited to be back and also come back with more episodes. This is just a little teaser, a little chat, a little just, we were just like,
taste.
Yeah, we just wanted to come back and chat. We didn't want to have like a full like episode planned because we thought it was important to just connect with you guys again. And
it'd be really funny to like hold them as well like this.
I was thinking that. I was like asking my boyfriend if we could just hold them like this. But then he said, maybe you can hear the noise. I don't know. Can you hear it? Let us know.
Yeah, but like, because I think it's really annoying when they stand and you have to like crouch down.
So now it feels like I'm like
louder as well.
Like a pop star.
Oh.
It's the best of both worlds. Can you tell I'm Miley Cyrus fan? Oh yeah, some background. Anyways, it's just us again not knowing how to end the episode. We are really happy for you guys for tuning back in, not letting us letting us go, forgetting about us.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for more updates.
And we're back, we're better. Let us know what you want to hear from us, if you have any guests that you want us to interview, or just general topics.
Questions, topics.
Anything. what are we saying again at the end of the episode?
Don't forget to be present, or as Teresa likes to say, always forget to be present.
This is my motto of the last few months.
Oh my God.
I manifested it.
Yes.
Okay, anyways, don't forget to be present.
Yes, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye.